The Fifth Witness by Michael Conley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
This is for Dennis Wojciechowski, with many thanks. Part 1, The Magic Words. Chapter 1. Mrs. Pena looked across the seat at me and held her hands up in a beseeching manner. She spoke in a heavy accent, choosing English to make her final pitch directly to me.
"Please, you help me, Mr. Mickey?"
I looked at Rojas, who was turned around in the front seat, even though I didn't need him to translate. I then looked past Mrs. Pena, over her shoulder and through the car's window, to the home she desperately wanted to hold on to. It was a bleached pink two-bedroom house with a hard scrabble yard behind a wire fence. The concrete step to the front stoop had graffiti sprayed across it, indecipherable except for the number 13. It wasn't the address. It was a pledge of allegiance. My eyes finally came back to her. She was 44 years old and attractive in a worn sort of way. She was the single mother of three teenage boys and had not paid her mortgage in 9 months. Now the bank had foreclosed and was moving in to sell the house out from under her. The auction would take place in 3 days. It didn't matter that the house was worth little or that it sat in a gang-infested neighborhood in South L.A. Somebody would buy it, and Mrs. Pena would become a renter instead of an owner. That is, if the new owner...